Jason, good to talk to you. Before we get started on this specifically, what's the kind of the general buzz at the SEA conference this year?
I think the idea is doing more with less. I mean, that was the panel discussion that I went to, but you're hearing that throughout it all. I mean, John Barry, the OPM director, just finished up his speech, and while he didn't address this specifically, he does talk about, listen, managers are so important, even without performance bonuses and or limited performance bonuses and limited no pay raises, you still can hold morale. You can still do so many good things for your employees. So I think it's the idea of number one, the managers play a key role, and two, understand that things, times are changing, money's tight, and you need to figure this out.
Why is this idea that furloughs or buyouts are going to happen, that it's inevitable, why is that sentiment taking over in your view?
Now, it seems at the SCA conference that many managers are saying we're seeing the handwriting on the wall. These are the people who did the panel discussion, even some of the people in the audience. I mean, remember, these are senior executives mostly from across the government, some vendors, but those who are vendors are former senior executives. They see the budgets going down. The costs for personnel are only going to go up. There has to be a breaking point, and that's coming. It may not be this year, but they believe it's going to come in at least 2012 at the very latest. Denise Wells, the Department of Health and Human Services Chief Human Capital Officer, she says HHS could see a 15 to 20% budget cut. And with 88,000 employees working in the healthcare agencies across HHS, her options are limited to actually how she's going to save money. Well, so there's only so much trimming around the edges that agencies can do, and we've heard that time and again from several different agencies. Let me just give you one example of what Wells says. She had a conference call with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week, and one of the primary options to deal with the budget crunch is furloughs. If the agency really can't find any way to cut its programs, she says CDC could save $182,000 for one day of furlough. And Wells says if we have five furloughs throughout the day, that could mean savings of almost $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wells also said furloughs or buyouts, you know, agencies need to plan for them starting now, even if they don't come for 2012 or 2013.
This is interesting to me because we're with an agency saying we can't find anything else to cut. I wonder how long it's going to take until that sentiment makes its way to an oversight hearing where members of Congress will say, oh, yeah, we'll help you. We'll be glad to help you.
Well, this is one of the issues that actually came up, because this is something you and I talked about, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago, is the idea of not just doing more with less, but doing less with less.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the idea that Congress has to make those decisions, but what these experts, what these senior officials were saying was they have to be prepared to give Congress the information when they make those decisions. And I think it's partly not a matter of we can't cut anymore, but I think about it. If you cut travel, if you cut training, if you cut a lot of that discretionary spending, that still only gets you so far. And then it becomes programmatic cuts or people cuts. And let's be honest, Congress doesn't really play well together, and they're not, you know, don't touch my pot, touch
mm-hmm.
your pot. Well, no, don't touch mine, touch his or hers. And then the agency looks at itself and says, listen, we're still short 15 or 20% of our budget compared to the year before. Well, I guess it's personnel, and that where the voluntary buyouts come in or the furloughs.
That might, though, long-term wind up being a silver lining for the agencies, because if the agencies can go to Congress and make a case that, listen, we've really scaled back as much as we can, you've required us to do these X number of missions or these X number of programs, we're doing them all as best we can with the people that we have now, then at least the agencies have the cover to be able to say, we can't do it with what you've given us, so the onus then becomes on Congress. And, I mean, I guess if you want to play a blame game, not you personally, but I guess if somebody wants to play a blame game, the blame then shifts to Congress, and it's no longer the agency's inability to perform.
And I think what the panel was talking about today was prepare for that moment. Prepare for that day when you have to go to Congress. Because, again, you can trim so much off the edges, but really when it gets down to it, this is how you have to prepare. And Denise Wells actually came up with a really interesting grid explanation. She goes, think of this as four areas. You put all your programs into these one of these four areas: low priority, low performing; high priority, but low performing; low priority, but high performing; and high priority and high performing. And once you put your programs in one of those four boxes across the grid, you may be able to see, oh, look, this is low priority and low performing. We can save money by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is low priority but high performing, and what kind of pushback are we going to get from the constituents from Capitol Hill? And then what's high priority but low performing that we really need to shift the money from A to B to really make it better. So she's saying this will let you go to Congress and say, here's our suggestions, here's where we think it's fine, instead of having Congress dictate those cuts to you. Now, even when you do that, now let me jump over to the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Agency in the Justice Department. Rick Holgate is the Chief Information Officer at ATF. He says, for instance, listen, we had to find $80 million in 2011, and we're likely going to have to find another $50 million in 2012. That's tough. You know, listen, we can do a hiring freeze. We can do other cost-saving measures, but we're still going to face a reduction of 500 to 700 employees. That an attrition is only going to help a little bit. Really, again, they're looking at buyouts and furloughs because let's be honest, that's where the money is.
I think this is really encouraging to hear the agencies being willing to go to Congress and say, look, here's where we stand. Here's the level at which we're executing. Here's the money that you've given us. Here are the cuts that you're now telling us you want. What work would you no longer like us to do? And that, you're right, you and I did talk about that, and I call it right-sizing the work and not just the workforce. And so I think it's encouraging that agencies are willing to take that up, because it seems to me for a long time they were not willing to go to Congress and say that. They seem to be satisfied to let Congress say, we're going to cut your budget and cut your workforce by this much and expect the same amount of work. And the agencies were willing to say, okay, I guess if that's what we have to do, that's what we'll do. So hearing the fact that the agencies are willing it sounds like even eager to be more assertive about it, I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think part of that's a sign of the times. They realize that in the past, they've had times where, okay, well, they say they're going to cut our budget, and all of a sudden we're flat, where we get a plus 1 or 2%. Now they realize that those plus-ups are not going to happen, and the flat is actually not going to happen. So they're saying, okay, how do we address this issue? What are the ways we can take those steps? And I think part of that is that idea of, okay, well, here's what we think we can do. Here's what we think are the highest priorities. Let's get those done. But remember, I mean, agencies have been trying to be more efficient. Let me just jump back to ATF's Rick Holgate, the CIO. He says the agency's IT budget used to account for about 10% of the total agency budget. That's dropped to about 8.5%. So all of a sudden he says, okay, we've already made cuts. Now we want us to squeeze the turnip even tighter. And one of the ways they're doing that is saying, okay, maybe we can go all paperless. So we're going to have a totally paperless environment, or as much as possible. They're also looking at reducing, for instance, office space and other efficiencies that will be long-term cuts. But that, again, will only get you so far. I mean, there's only so much office space you can get rid of, because every agency needs some office space. Investing in technology has some upfront costs. So it's a tough balance they're trying to achieve.
All right, we've got.